Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation concert god on the show. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Morning.
Happy New Year.
Yay.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
That will be the last time I say it this year.
Yeah. Yeah. We're done now. Yes.
It's weird because, you know, you run into someone you haven't seen yet, and yeah. you say, Happy New Year.
I say, hey, Dawn.
And it's like the fifth.
Yeah.
It's still kind of new.
Right.
It's got the new car smell on it.
Yeah, but it's on the age.
News 8 had a story on their website, the 8 most anticipated concerts of 2023. And I read some of these, and I thought, these are probably just the 8 concerts we know of
yeah.
for 2023.
Right.
Because a few of them didn't feel anticipated.
No.
But this first one does. Carrie Underwood, Mohegan Sun.
Yes, very nice. Very excited about that.
Is that one sold out?
Yes, it's sold out.
Wow.
Yeah, that, so that's anticipated.
Exactly. Yes. Folks are waiting for that one, yes.
She's a... That's a superstar there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she came out of what? American Idol.
American
yeah.
Idol.
Yeah, one of the success stories.
Did she win, or was she one of the...
I believe she did win.
Okay.
I believe she did win, yeah.
Some of the people who didn't win
was she the
went
one against,
out to be bigger than the people who
was
won.
Was she the one against Bo Bice? I think Bo Bice was the person, the finalist.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
But, man, what a great voice. She knows how to pick a song.
Right.
I don't know if she writes them, but, man, great performer.
Yep.
Seems very nice.
And doing very well for herself, obviously.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is she expensive?
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah,
that's the only under part of her.
I don't think she has to ask her husband for too much money to spend.
Oh really?
No,
I don't think so. Maybe her husband should be asking her for money.
Right.
Yes, she won season 4 of American Idol, and the runner-up AJ was Bo Bice.
AJ and his American Idol.
Yep. Bo that's when I gave up. Yep.
Bo Bice, who was fronted Blood, Sweat, and Tears for a while on the road.
Well, he's constantly doing the. He's constantly doing their song. No. He's doing the Ides of March song.
Vehicle.
AJ got us going down a Bo Bice road.
But I mean, you know, he had that type of voice. I can see him fronting Blitz, Sweat, and Tears for a while.
Yeah. Another show supposedly anticipated for 2023, Journey, at the XL Center in Hartford.
Oh.
Finally coming back.
With Greg Rowley.
Yeah, on keyboards.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
A real original member.
Wow.
I agree.
Do you think that's an anticipated show? Because it feels like...
Didn't they just play recently?
I thought they played
They didn't play. What happened is one of them got COVID.
Oh, that's right. That's right. And they couldn't play. That's right.
Right.
One got sick.
Right. So they're coming back, they're doing another big tour, which is nice. I agree. Love Journey.
Well, you know, what do you do with that, though?
Me, yeah. I sit at home. It's not my show. That's what I do with that.
Yeah.
But I do love the band, and it should be a great show.
Right. But I'll be home.
I'll be sitting at home that night.
Yeah. I mean, if they brought, like, we've talked about this, Steve Perry, everybody goes, right? This is
right. Yeah.
Another one of those, the Eagles, the Police, it's the thing we can't have.
Right.
Yeah.
But you know what? I think everybody's got to get over it. The guy who sings lead for Journey does a really good job. Every guy who has sung lead for Journey since Steve Perry, and there's nobody like Steve Perry. He's one of my favorite lead singers ever. But the first guy was a guy named Steve Aggeri.
From Connecticut.
Who actually looked like Steve
Perry. Tall Stories, right?
Yeah.
The band Tall Stories.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
And but they you know, you have to accept it now. Look, the guy from Styx, I don't know what his name is, but they haven't had...
The fake Dennis DeYoung.
Yeah, he sounds great.
Yeah, it's been 20 years at least that he's been the lead singer of Styx longer than Dennis DeYoung's been the lead singer.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I think we all have to get used to it. It was sort of weird at the beginning for me to start presenting shows with different lead singers, but they know how to fit the right lead singer in to make the audience happy.
Foreigner has like one guy who's left from the original band, right?
No.
Isn't like one?
Zero. Mick Jones will walk out and do a song or two.
Now they're all foreigners.
If you're lucky.
Right.
Yeah, well, Mick has health problems, so Foreigner's doing their last tour, the final tour. Kelly Johnson, I believe his name is, the lead singer, not Lou Gramm anymore, but Kelly's been around a long time, and great guy. I love talking to Kelly. The only lead singer that puts a radio on his hip, and during the day you think he's a roadie.
Yeah.
Walking around like a roadie.
And, I remember him. He's from a band called Hurricane, wasn't it, years ago?
Kelly?
I have no idea.
Yeah,
I don't know how you even know that.
These are bands I used to play like years ago from like 7 Midnight.
Oh, okay.
On Long Island, yeah. That's how I know these people.
You know, you have a choice. If you don't want to go see it,
don't
see
go.
It. But if the only way to go see it is with a different lead singer, and you know, the bands try to do their best to put the right lead singer in there so the audience is happy.
Yeah. Johnny Tree.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Hey, I hope everyone's having a good day and everything.
So far, don't ruin it.
Yeah, don't mess it up.
No. They can change it a moment's notice. We all know that. But hey, man, I wanted to ask Jimmy about the concert. You said, you know, we have to get used to the new lead singers and everything, but these ticket prices seem to be getting out of hand. Is that something we have to get used to also?
I have to tell you, I think there's a lot more publicity about ticket prices being high, but I have not noticeably noticed them being high. I never really set them any higher than they were. What are you talking? Anything in particular?
Well, okay, we got Dead and Company. We got the Live Nation sponsored show. It's a Citi Field. Floor seats are $250 at the starting rate.
At Citi Field, that's not your territory, right, Jimmy?
No, that is not. I'm doing the two Saratoga shows.
Yeah.
I'm doing.
Okay, well, those are also the same prices.
Well, first of all, when an artist does a final tour, they always raise their ticket prices. That's just, and I don't know what the offhand regular ticket prices were, but once a show sells out, it's basically scalpers or ticket.
No, I understand that. Okay,
Johnny, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Other folks are waiting to call.
We have other calls. I have a lot of things I want to talk to them about.
Right.
And you know, here's the thing with ticket prices: if you don't want to pay them, don't pay them.
Right.
Like no one's forcing you to pay them.
No gun to your head.
No gun. I wanted to ask you about, so we have this whole list of the 8 most anticipated concerts of 2023. Bruce Springsteen, March 12th, Mohegan Sun.
Love it. My most anticipated concert, I must say.
Really?
I think he's the greatest live performer I ever saw. And I've seen just about everyone. I never saw Jimi Hendrix, so I can't say I've seen everyone. But I've just about seen every live artist. And Sunday, March 12th, Mohegan Sun, very proud of that show. And sold out in minutes, and just great, just the best. I can't wait. Absolutely number one on my list.
Cool.
Yeah, that guy, he can rock 80,000 people and make it feel like it's Toad's Place. So just imagine what he does at Mohegan Sun. I saw him at Mohegan Sun, and I knew it was going to be great. I've seen him before, but when I saw Jimmy Koplik walk out from backstage and sit down right before first, I knew, well, the show's about to start.
Yeah.
And two, I knew, like, you know, if Jimmy's coming out and he's seen Bruce a lot, this is going to be good.
And I have saved a seat for me for that show, too.
Nice.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
He's on stage. Why is that?
No, I don't think Bruce wants that.
Who's holding the mic for? Is that Jimmy?
No, I don't think he wants that.
Goo Goo Dolls. And AOR, I'm sorry.
O-A-O-R.
I always say AOR because it's a format code radio.
Right.
I always mix it up. It's OAR at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport on August 13th.
Now, you know what OAR stands for?
AJ?
Isn't that thing you row a boat with?
No, it stands for Of a Revolution.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I was going to say that. I just, you know, you knew it. I had no idea.
So, great show, great package. Very excited about it. We'll certainly sell the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater out. It's over half sold out already, and it's not till August. So, very excited about it. Great package. Very smart packaging. I love when artists put the right support act underneath them.
Joel in Fairfield.
Well, very good morning to everybody, and healthy Happy New Year.
You too.
Mr. Koplik, for Bridgeport this summer, any chance of Sheryl Crow and or Pat Benatar?
I think I'm not aware of Sheryl touring, but Pat Benatar, my guess, will either be in Bridgeport, Oakdale, or Mohegan Sun.
Joel, are you on a horse?
Are you Amish?
I'm driving to work to deliver the packages for Amazon.
No, but what's that clicking sound?
Hey, Yoder, delivering milk.
Oh, it's my blinker. It's my blinker. I'm a good driver. It's
oh, all right, good.
I'm like, dude, trim your toenails.
Someone's using their.
I'll shut it off. Sorry about
right.
that.
No. Leave it on.
Yeah, no.
I didn't know Amazon used horses. I was very confused.
Bells ringling, ching, ching, ching.
All right, Joel. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Pat Benatar, that's,
Yeah, I think it's going to end up at Mohegan Sun. I think she'll end up at Mohegan Sun. She's a great human being, great person. I'm so happy she made it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, man, what a voice.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for my ballot. I haven't got my ballot yet.
Uh-oh.
Oh, when does that come in?
It comes in January.
All right.
Jimmy Kopic, Live Nation. What are we talking about here? Let's go to Gary in Wallingford. Has a question about Xfinity. Go ahead, Gary.
Yes, yeah, the Xfinity. Good morning. I got to say Happy New Year, damn it. The Meadows, Xfinity.
Yeah.
The launch here, the lawn passes that you guys have offer. What's the baseline for shows? I know it's early in the season, but how does
we'll do 15? We'll do 15. Them, right? Yeah, it's $199. We'll do 15 to 20 shows, so it ends up
how
working about $10.
Right?
Goes about $10 a ticket.
That's great.
What a
nice.
That is. Thank you. Thanks for putting that out there.
Cool.
$10 a ticket. Won in 1978. You're paying $6.50, $7.50, and $8.50.
Right.
You know. Yeah. So.
Yes, and gasoline was 40 cents a gallon.
This is true, right?
That's right.
And we like $150 a week.
Right, you're right, AJ.
It's all relative.
Yeah. No, but, $10 per show for lawn at Xfinity.
That's awesome.
It's tremendous.
Yes, you're not going to find much better
elsewhere.
Seriously,
it's fun on the lawn.
Brian. Hey, Brian.
Brian.
We've got a lot of noise here, so ask your question, and I'll turn it down, and you can listen to the radio. What's your question, Brian?
It's not really a question. I'm going to Bruce Springsteen. I'm really excited about that.
You're leaving now? I want to get a good space.
The tickets were a little expensive, but it's definitely worth it. And people complaining, like you said, I mean, either pay it or don't pay it. No one's forcing you to go. Stop complaining.
Right. Exactly right. Is this your first time seeing Bruce?
No, my mom and I saw him in 2016 on the River Tour. She actually saw him like three times.
We saw
that tour.
That was my first time.
We saw him at the Prudential Center. That was my first time. I mean, I'm only 23, so to be able to say I saw Bruce already once, but to see him, say I'm seeing him twice, that's pretty.
That's really cool.
That's an achievement, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, really exciting because I just saw Luke Combs at Mohegan, and I'm just like, Mohegan's so small. So for a guy that big, it's like it's an awesome show.
Yep.
Thank you, Brian. It's the second smallest building he's playing on his tour.
Wow.
Yep, which is great. And Brian's right. It's the best. It's the best venue to see an arena show because it's a very small arena.
There's been some talk about Foo Fighters. There was buzz over the holiday break. They posted on social media. It was a cryptic message, but basically saying, the band won't be the same without Taylor, but there'll be a new kind of incarnation. I'm just kind of reading between the lines here. Any chance of Foo Fighters coming back to Amphitheater? Any discussions?
There were discussions. They're not going to play Connecticut. If they tour this summer, they're not going to play Connecticut, but they will play nearby, but not in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
They say that now.
But I didn't even know that the morning show was mentioned in the Connecticut Post recently.
Oh, look at that. In a good way, right?
This is January 23rd.
Nice.
It's a story about Sound on Sound. The headline is Sound on Sound teases stadium-sized headliner for 2023.
Ooh.
Organizers of the Bridgeport Sound on Sound Music Festival have teased a stadium-sized act that will headline the 2023 edition of the festival, though no name has been mentioned by Jimmy Kopic, president of Live Nation Connecticut and Upstate New York. He went on Chaz and AJ in the morning, and we thank whoever wrote this story mentioning the show name, because you could just say local radio show.
They spelled my name right.
Announced they spelled your name right.
Is that J-A? It's Chaz and Ya.
He went on the Chaz and AJ in the morning and announced that the stadium headliner would be classic rock performer group, could headline a stadium by themselves, and has had a consistent lineup. The other piece of information revealed by Kopic is that the festival will be moving to a larger area within Seaside Park.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It sounds like you have to with this act.
No, we had to last year also. Yeah, we didn't quite do it right the first day. We fixed it the second day, but the first day we had all sorts of problems, but we fixed it. But, you know, first time out trying something like that. And but with this year, we just really worked on it. We moved it to a completely different site at CSAP Bar. When we announce the festival on your show, which we'll do hopefully next month.
Cool.
We'll describe everything we're doing, but it's twice the size. The field's twice the size.
Ooh, wow.
Nice.
The specific area within the park has yet to be revealed. Additionally, it is also confirmed with a representative from the festival that the on-sale date for the festival passes will take place in late winter or early spring.
Yeah, that's called February.
Gotcha.
So when you come on the show to announce this with Howard and the other guys, the tickets will go on sale that Friday?
I would expect that, yes.
Okay.
That's what I would expect.
Smooth.
We're still working on the exact announcement, but we, as the article says, we have set up all the talent.
Cool.
It'll be 20, I think it's 21 artists this year over the 2 days.
Wow.
Man, it's a lot.
Sound on Sound had its inaugural year at Seaside Park last September with almost 50,000 music fans descending on the area to see acts like Stevie Nicks, Dave Matthews, Tim Reynolds, Brandi Carlile, and the Lumineers. Blah, 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 blah. Dedicated one.
I didn't see blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. No, it's
kind of good, though.
Cool. That's very exciting.
Yeah, it's very good.
I'm
very
excited.
Jimmy's asked me not to ask him anything more about it.
Okay.
I have only 50 more questions just off the top of my head.
Him. I don't want to ruin it. He's so good to us. Yes. I mean, he made an announcement at the toy drive.
He did.
That was just announced like this week or something, right, Rod Stewart?
Yeah, working on Rod Stewart, yes.
Smooth.
Yeah. Oh, working on.
Like
working
we said,
on
Rod Stewart.
Working on.
Nothing happened. Nothing to see here, people.
Well, we'll find out more hopefully today or tomorrow because our industry took 2.5 weeks off. We all came back to work yesterday. So
cool.
Oh.
We're all gathering everything
Gotta
together.
Got to recharge.
Now.
I hear you.
Yep.
What else did we want to ask you about? Oh, yeah, more anticipated concerts of 2023. The Killers, March 17th, Mohegan Sun.
Oh, great band.
Yes, I worked really hard to get it. I thought I had it last year, didn't have it last year, and truthfully badgered the agent until he just got down on his knees and gave in.
Leave me alone.
Yeah, really, you got the date, no problem.
Awesome.
So thankfully, Tom Cantone, who's our ace in the hole at Mohegan Sun, made sure that date was available for us.
Excellent.
Saturday night was great.
Kenny Chesney, April 6th, Mohegan Sun Arena.
He loves Mohegan Sun. He loves to open his tours at Mohegan Sun. I don't know if this is his opening date or not, but, you know, he always plays Gillette up in Foxborough.
Wow.
So there's a guy who plays one or two shows in a giant stadium but comes to little old Mohegan Sun. So we're always happy when Kenny plays there.
Cool.
How many concerts do you think you will present to Connecticut in 2023?
I would guess, if you're not including Toad's Place, because that's just a ton of shows, it'll be somewhere in the range of 150 to 200.
Whoa.
Damn.
Whoa.
No.
And how many do you think at the amphitheater?
I'm so glad you didn't ask me how many I'm going to attend, because that would be embarrassing. But,
Ixnay.
at the amphitheater, should be 30 or more.
I love that place.
Our bottom number is always 30. We had 38 last year, but our bottom number, we always try to get at least 30.
I love everything about that place. I just love that place. It's awesome.
Well, if you think about the big four places to see shows in Connecticut, you know, we talk about pizza in Connecticut, but we got to talk about concert venues in Connecticut, too. The Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater is amazing.
It's perfect.
The Toyota Presents Oakdale, great place to see, like a smaller act or whatever. What is that, Jimmy, a couple thousand?
4,500.
And then Xfinity, like you want to have an outdoor experience, there you go. And then Mohegan Sun.
Yep.
Yes.
That brings in these, Kenny Chesney and Bruce Springsteen.
Right, we're lucky, very lucky.
Very lucky, very lucky. What else are you working on that we should? Can you hint?
So I'm gonna make some eggs in a couple minutes. That's some coffee.
Well, actually, what I'm working on is I hate to bring this up again after one of these earlier calls, but working on ticket prices today on the festival.
Oh.
That's what we're working on today. Cool. Today at 11 a.m. we setting up ticket prices and things like that.
Your box sounds like it's underwater.
Right.
But, Jimmy, I feel like you are pushing a button right now.
I can't
you know,
talk right now.
Person acts
going
like
on.
They have bad cell service.
They feel a little like self-preservation.
Yeah. Jimmy, you still there?
Nope.
Okay, hold on. Let's go to the phone.
Here he is.
All right, Jimmy, there you are.
You there?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Yep.
You're working on ticket prices for the festival, Sound on
yes.
Town?
Yep. Yep, yep, working on that. We'll have them set probably by the end of the day today. We'll figure out the ticket prices. We'll go from there, but... It's as far as shows are concerned, it's hard to say right now because today I'll start calling all the agents and seeing what's going on as far as the artists that we're working on. So hopefully you'll have more to talk about next week.
What do you mean with the agents?
The agents took the 2.5 weeks off like we did. So everything was put at a standstill for 2.5 weeks. So I called the artists. Agents up and say, okay, here's what we're holding. What's real? What's not real? What are the dates and things like that?
Oh,
cool.
Is there a date for Sound on Sound?
Yes.
Okay. Do we know that date?
No.
Okay.
No.
Are we getting warm?
Okay. And then we know you're coming on in February with the crew to announce the date and the lineup. And then the tickets will probably go on sale that Friday. And then when you come to determine ticket prices, so you do that based on the cost of the acts?
Yes, we find exactly right. The cost of the acts usually determine the ticket price.
Okay. And
back on the box.
Oh, you're back on the box?
I was going to say, we're in the stadium right now.
We're going to switch over to the box.
This house is that big. It's echoing.
Hello.
Yep.
Yep.
Thanks.
Okay.
Yep. Back on the box.
And then there'll be various packages for this?
No, we're only going to sell two-day tickets this year, but there'll be different types of tickets. You know, there'll be the terrace that we had last year. There'll be GA last year. We're figuring that all out, how we're going to set up the venue.
So there will not be a one-day ticket?
I don't think we'll do a one-day this year. It wasn't very popular last year. We were very surprised at it. We sold tons of two-day tickets, and then we went into the one-day ticket, and nobody cared about one-day tickets. Oh. It fooled me. I thought people would like the idea of a one-day ticket, but they really didn't.
Okay. The big stadium act that you discussed, would that be Saturday night or Sunday night?
Saturday night.
Okay.
Cool.
Great.
That works for me, too.
Damn. I got something out of
it. We still don't know who it is.
No idea, no.
There are rumors floating around. I'm not going to say anything, but there are rumors floating around on the internet.
Oh, really? Oh, that's good. I'm sure one of them might be right.
It is fun speculation.
Yeah. Did you have a question, Phil?
I got an email here from Mary. I guess she can't call in. She said, for Jimmy, will John Mellencamp come to Connecticut?
Oh.
Not on this current tour, no. Hopefully the next tour, looking for Mohegan Sun.
Every time you're on, we're asked about AC/DC.
I have not heard any word of them touring the States. The problem we always find out with AC/DC is they're awfully popular all around the world, and they don't tour that much. So they could put together a tour in Australia, obviously, which would be enormous,
right?
And or overseas. And I still believe they will tour this summer, but I have not heard anything about it.
Awesome. Jimmy, thank you so much for coming on. Great to hear your voice. Happy New Year. That'll be the last time I say it.
Yep.
And we'll talk to you next week. Okay.